Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ethics of Ambiguity is Simone de Beauvoir's influential existentialist essay that asks how moral life is possible once we abandon the idea of fixed, absolute values. Writing in the aftermath of war and political upheaval, de Beauvoir confronts the tension at the center of human existence. We are both free and limited, capable of choosing our projects while also entangled in history, society, and the freedom of others. Rather than treating this ambiguity as a problem to solve, she treats it as the starting point for an ethics grounded in lived experience. The book explains key existentialist ideas in accessible but rigorous terms, then turns toward practical moral questions about oppression, violence, responsibility, and political engagement. De Beauvoir argues that genuine freedom is not a private possession, but something we will and build alongside others. The result is a demanding vision of ethics that rejects moral comfort and insists on accountable action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ambiguity is the foundation of moral life. De Beauvoir begins by challenging the desire for moral certainty. Human beings are ambiguous. We are finite bodies in a world we did not choose, yet we are also consciousness that can project goals, interpret situations, and decide what to do next. This dual condition means ethics cannot be a simple list of timeless rules. Instead, morality emerges from the way we navigate concrete situations where competing values and uncertain outcomes are unavoidable. De Beauvoir's central claim is that trying to erase ambiguity leads to bad faith, the attempt to escape responsibility by pretending that a role, a doctrine, or fate determines our choices. By contrast, accepting ambiguity means recognizing that values are made in action and tested in experience. This acceptance also includes acknowledging risk. We never fully know how our projects will unfold, but we must choose and act anyway. The ethical task is to commit to projects that can be justified in relation to freedom, rather than clinging to purity, certainty, or innocence. Ambiguity thus becomes not a weakness, but the condition that makes genuine responsibility, creativity, and moral seriousness possible. Secondly, freedom, responsibility, and the demand to choose. A major theme is that freedom is not merely the ability to pick among options, but the active movement of transcending what is given. De Beauvoir stresses that we are always already engaged in the world, so not choosing is itself a choice with consequences. Ethical life, therefore, requires lucid recognition of our responsibility for what we endorse, permit, and normalize. She links freedom to the creation of meaning. Projects become valuable because a person commits to them, yet that commitment is not arbitrary if it takes seriously the reality of others in the shared world. De Beauvoir rejects the idea that existentialism promotes selfish individualism. Instead, she argues that our freedom is realized through action that aims beyond the self, toward goals that can be pursued in a world of other free agents. This brings an exacting standard. We should examine our motives, the structures that shape our options, and the foreseeable impacts of what we do. Responsibility also includes owning ambiguity, admitting mixed motives and imperfect results, without retreating into cynicism. The ethical person is not the one who guarantees perfect outcomes, but the one who chooses deliberately, acts, and remains accountable for the meaning their actions create. Thirdly, types of evasion and the temptation of bad faith. De Beauvoir maps several characteristic ways people try to flee the discomfort of freedom. Some adopt a serious mindset that treats external values, institutions, or traditions as unquestionable, allowing them to obey without owning their complicity. Others sink into nihilism, denying that anything matters, which can masquerade as sophistication while actually avoiding commitment. She also analyzes postures that romanticize freedom in the abstract, while refusing the discipline of sustained projects. Across these portraits, the unifying pattern is evasion. People attempt to become a thing, a fixed identity, or a pure spectator, rather than a choosing subject in a changing world. This analysis is ethical as much as psychological, because evasion harms both the self and others. When we treat ourselves as determined by roles or doctrines, we also treat other people as objects within our schemes, rather than as free beings whose lives matter. De Beauvoir's point is not to moralize from above, but to show how these stances collapse under their own contradictions. Since we are free, we cannot fully escape responsibility, and the attempt to do so often results in cruelty, resignation, or hypocrisy. Ethical maturity means noticing these temptations and resisting them through honest engagement with real situations. Fourthly, the freedom of others and the ethics of reciprocity. One of the book's most enduring arguments is that my freedom is bound up with the freedom of others. De Beauvoir does not claim that we can merge into a single collective will, but she insists that freedom is a lived relation because human projects unfold in a shared world. I depend on others, recognition, cooperation, and openness, and my actions can either expand or constrict their possibilities. Ethical action therefore aims at reciprocity, Willing myself free also involves willing others free. This does not mean approving every choice others make, but it does mean refusing to treat people as mere tools, obstacles, or raw material. De Beauvoir's approach also exposes the limits of purely private morality. A person can have good intentions yet participate in systems that degrade others, so ethical reflection must include social and political dimensions. She emphasizes communication, struggle, and negotiation as part of moral life, because conflicts between freedoms are real and cannot be dissolved by slogans. The measure of an action is not only inner purity, but how it operates in the world of other subjects. In this way, the book offers a bridge between existentialist individuality and a robust ethical concern for human relations and justice. Lastly, oppression, political action, and the problem of means, De Beauvoir confronts hard questions about oppression and resistance, refusing both moral complacency and simplistic condemnation. She argues that oppression is ethically distinctive because it aims to deny freedom itself by reducing people to instruments or things. In such contexts, appeals to neutral morality can become an excuse for inaction. Yet she also warns that political struggle raises the thorny issue of means. Actions taken in the name of freedom can betray freedom when they treat people as disposable. The book explores how violence, coercion, and sacrifice complicate ethical judgment, especially when choices must be made under urgent, imperfect conditions. De Beauvoir does not offer an easy formula. Instead, she urges readers to evaluate actions within their historical situation, to consider who is constrained, who benefits, and what future possibilities are opened or closed. She emphasizes that ethical politics requires risk and commitment, but also humility about outcomes and vigilance against turning living people into abstractions. The goal is not to keep one's hands clean, but to act in ways that genuinely contest dehumanization and expand the realm of possible freedom. This discussion makes the book relevant to debates about activism, reform, revolution, and responsibility today. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a serious, non-religious account of ethics grounded in real life rather than in timeless commandments. It is especially valuable for students of philosophy, political theory, and literature, as well as activists and professionals who face morally complex decisions where good intentions are not enough. De Beauvoir can benefit a reader's life by sharpening moral clarity without promising certainty. She teaches how to recognize evasions that masquerade as virtue, how to accept responsibility without paralysis, and how to evaluate choices through their effects on freedom, including the freedom of people beyond one's immediate circle. The book is worth buying compared to similar introductions to existentialism, because it does not stop at abstract ideas about authenticity. It connects existential freedom to oppression, solidarity, and political engagement in a way that remains practical and challenging. Many ethics books either offer rules without context or celebrate personal choice without accountability. De Beauvoir offers a third path, an ethics of committed action that takes ambiguity seriously, insists on reciprocity, and asks the reader to become answerable for the world their choices help create. If you would like to support Simone de Beauvoir, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.